Still basking in the success of its mission to Pluto, NASA is now talking up the prospects of taking humans to Mars. The US Space Agency has funded a study which has found that the moon could be used as a pit stop on the way to Mars. The researchers are investigating whether space travellers could source water from the moon that could then be used in rocket fuel, making travel to the red planet more accessible, as Sarah Sedgie explains.
46 years ago, the Apollo 11 flight successfully took humans to the moon for the first time. Now NASA is again considering whether humans should return. It's funded a study which found through partnerships with business this could be much cheaper than previously thought. The study also found the moon could potentially be mined for water to make rocket fuel to help spacecraft reach Mars. Professor Alan Wilhite recently retired from the Georgia Institute of Technology School of Aerospace Engineering. He's one of the report's authors.
Our study said it's possible to do it at one-tenth the cost, and you can get to the moon in 6 to 7 years if you started today. And if there's water ice, then you might be able to make it into a production plant and actually private company could make money by selling propellant to go to Mars.
Professor Wilhite says more work needs to be done to find out where exactly the water is.
NASA has done a couple studies and has sent probes to the moon, and they have shown that there is water on the moon. And the big unknown is exactly how much and where. And that's one of the first things that you have to do is to find that you have water, ice, that you can actually mine.
And do you think this would comply with the treaty that states that all resources from the moon should be used for the benefit of all of humanity?
That kind of question was asked a little bit differently at the press conference today. Somebody said, well, you know, you're mining and everything, so you're disturbing the moon. And then response from Charles was, well, we're sending people to the moon, we're getting resources from the moon, and we're actually going to be growing plants and things like that. So we're actually greening the moon rather than letting the moon stay as is. It would be wonderful if we could get all the countries in the world together to put together a exploration program and do all that, but that's really up to the politicians.
Professor Andrew Dempster is from the Australian Centre for Space Engineering Research at the University of New South Wales. He says it's potentially easier to send people to Mars from the moon instead of from Earth.
Part of the problem we have with Earth, and to a lesser extent Mars, is the gravity. You have to spend a lot of energy launching things from Earth, but you spend a lot less energy launching things from the moon. So it sort of makes sense that if you were able to set up a base there, it's a sensible place to do it.
But he predicts it will take some time before there are proper regulations which govern commercial activity in space.
So the Moon Treaty exists, and it tends to say that private property doesn't exist in space almost, but not very many countries have signed up to the Moon Treaty. I personally think that what is likely to happen is that it will almost be unregulated for a while. It'll be a bit like the Wild West until a legal framework can be set up. And I think that probably what will happen is that the mining will proceed without or before the legal framework is in place.
For Dale Scran, the Executive Vice President of the US National Space Society, the report demonstrates the importance of future projects in space.
We want to see humans in space to stay. And the only way that's going to happen is if the economic resources of space are fully utilized to make the presence of humans in space a profitable endeavor in the long run.
That's Dale Scran from the National Space Society in the US, ending Sarah Sedgie's report.